let's learn about communication. Exclamation mark. Number 31 or 32 or 31 and 3/4, because I can't remember what number it is. How to leave a coherent, non-understood phone message similar to the one I am leaving now. First things first, acquire a phone or any kind of talking device. Make sure that you find it at a store, or you could find it in a Walmart, which is a store, contrary to popular belief. Or you could also find them in the cushions to my couch, along with probably about $15 in pennies. Second things first, after the first things first, you should, you know, make sure that you were actually talking to a machine and that a person hadn't picked up, because that's always really awkward where you're like, hi, it's Colleen. You just talk for like 3 minutes long, and then the person on the other end is like, first of all, your name's not Colleen, and second of all, you know, I'm your grandma. Then you should avoid the use of homonyms. A sentence example would be, this is the best book I read. Like, first of all, people would be like, wow, she knows how to read. That's amazing. Or it could go the other way. People would be like, oh, my God, she's a commie bastard. Colleen is a red. And then they'll be like, or maybe she isn't communist, but maybe she has really bad sunburn and because she likes to use that oil stuff instead of sunblock, and she likes cancer. You should also avoid the use of the word homonym. First of all, it sounds funny, and people tend to do Austin Powers impressions when they do it, when they say it. And also, it's a tad, it sounds a tad gay. And I mean happy. It sounds happy. Homonym. It's a happy word. Also, you should avoid the use of the word avoid, because it sounds like avoid. A sentence example would be, she looks like her brain has fallen out of her head due to being in Dallas for too long. Leaving a void big enough to string a clothesline with 27 pairs of underwear. I'm not talking about normal underwear. I'm talking about big old granny panties. Also, when you're leaving a phone message, you should not say also a lot. You should also keep it as short also as you possible. You should, you know, for instance, this message could have just said, Colleen checks Nick's Texas Monday, and then I could hang up. But in reality, this is exactly the way I leave phone messages in real life. It's really sad. I'm in Texas, and my hotel smells like cleaning products. And I'm laying on the floor of my hotel with a fake bandage over my head because I got bored. And there's a giant billboard outside my window that says gun show, and it's covered in yellow paint, and I believe it's blood. It could be red paint. I like to think it's blood. I'll be back on Monday. I think I'm done. I leave the best messages ever.